Today's podcast is sponsored by Mark Smith with Oars Capital, an SEC registered financial advisor with a legal obligation to put your needs first.
Mark works with clients on everything from financial planning to retirement strategies to investment management. Learn more at oarscapital.com or call 717-601-0651. You know, being fit isn't just about working out and eating right.
No, it's about exercising your mind. And this is Chick to Chick. Okay, Flora, here we go. It's that thing we talk about at the beginning of every year. It's about getting fit, doing better, being better, all that good stuff. And I feel like this is probably the year that everybody really wants to shake off the cobwebs, not only feel better, but mentally, we just need to think better. Don't you think?
I think so. But this year, I certainly hope it's not more of a lot of blah, blah, blah. New Year's resolution, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get fit, blah, blah, blah. This year, do it. Don't just do it for yourself physically, but do it for yourself mentally, because exercise and being fit, it's not just about working out. It's not just about eating right. When you exercise, it helps you think clearly. It puts you in a better mood, a better space. And you're actually a lot nicer to your friends and family members too when you're in a good mood.
Well, joining us today, we have Patty Sabak, and she is a fitness professional. Patty, I feel like we need you now more than we ever did before.
Oh, that's funny that you say that. Thank you so much for having me on today, ladies. You know, a new year is always a great time to hit that reset button with your fitness routine. I'm a big believer that individuals need to remain strong in body and in mind and in spirit. And at the beginning of a 2021, I think we can accomplish that, especially with what we've been through.
Yeah, you brought up a great point. So many people this time of year make that New Year's resolution. I'm going to hit the gym, I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to lose weight. They stick with it for 2 weeks and then,
out the
resolution
window.
Gone. We're thinking, shouldn't you make a resolution to exercise your mind? Isn't that more important? And what benefits do you get out of exercising mentally?
Right. Well, you're exactly right, Flora. Being strong in mind just carries over to all aspects of your life. And when you're exercising physically, what that's actually doing is releasing those natural endorphins that we have in our brain. And it's also keeping us maybe away and from a lot of the other just issues that seem to be swirling around us now. In addition to just putting a focus on something other than work or on your kids or on your spouse or on the community. And I could go on and on and on and on.
Well, yeah. I talk about it a lot, and Carrie knows too. You know, I've got one of two things going on. When my head's about ready to explode, I either call her, Carrie! I go for a walk to clear my head. So
sure,
I think that goes in line with what you were saying.
Right.
It releases endorphins. It gets the yuck out. Just go for a walk and get the yuck out.
Right, right. And you had also mentioned something else, Flora, about how, you know, everybody makes these grandiose plans on how they want to live a healthier life. I'm a big believer that you need to really make small changes. Because if you try to put all these, I'm going to eat better and I'm going to exercise and I'm going to do this and this and this, a lot of times we see clients that are setting themselves up not for success but for failure. So what we try to do is encourage those individuals to just make small changes. Like you said, start out with going for a walk. Start out with just stretching if you haven't done that before. You don't always have to hit a home run in your fitness. It's okay to kind of start off and get to that first base first.
That is such a good point. And I think it gives people a little more ease in knowing that if you don't have this massive goal, then you can start to little by little meet your body where it is, right?
Oh, you're exactly right, Carrie. Everybody's fitness journey is different and their goals should be different. But what we should all have in common, regardless of what our age is, especially as we're aging, is that you want to try to be the healthiest version of you. What my goal may be a little different from your goal, which may be a little different from Flora's, and on and on. but we all want to try to be just the healthiest version of ourselves. And that's by making very sustainable type of choices, going back to taking that walk when you feel a little overwhelmed, calling that friend, making those healthier food choices too. And they're out there. My grandmother always said, stay on the perimeter of the grocery store, because once you start going through those aisles, and it's right, it's where those cookies and crackers can get you. Stay with the fruits and vegetables. Stay with the lean meats and proteins, the nuts, the legumes. That also has shown to lower anxiety and stress in individuals. And I think we could all use a little bit of that right now too.
I think like the danger zone. Danger, danger. Don't hit that part of the grocery store.
Right.
No, I think people need to power shovel legumes now if it's reducing anxiety.
Oh, I know.
Patty, you talk about these subtle changes. A lot of folks are used to kind of going, you know, in and out for work. They're up and down a little bit more. Now they're like in the house and in one space more often than another. Are there some tips that you can give us, you know, and show people things that they can just do at home?
Sure. You know, as we move to seems to be more of a remote type of world, so many individuals are working remotely. And even we do remote type of training as well. But what I encourage all individuals to do is, if they find themselves, I'm going to use this chair as an example, is to be very aware of how they're positioning their body. If you're working now over the computer X amount of hours a day, make sure those shoulders are back. Make sure that you've expanded your diaphragm. There you go. There you go. Whoops. They've been already. And that you're taking those breaths in. Right. In addition to that, I do recommend that you take, you know, those health breaks. And it's about the same amount of time that you would go to class for. Like, you know, the college kids who are normally walking from class to class every 45 minutes are now online remotely. So what you want to do is get up, face that chair, you know, and think, okay, I've been there long enough. What we also find is that individuals tend to have more back problems. And we're thinking, okay, what's going on here? What's actually going on is what we just talked about, where you're perhaps not having the good posture. But in addition to that, we're finding that the hamstrings tend to actually contract more. And we want to stretch them out. So a great exercise is to face that chair that you're in too long of anyway, and put a leg up. Get a leg up on it. And it doesn't matter which leg, but make sure it's straight. And then just reach over with the opposite hand, keeping the back straight, and then slowly sliding down. And what's more important too is when you're doing a movement, you want to do it correctly so that you can maximize the benefit of that movement. So when I say hold for 5 seconds, I'm not saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're done. Really take advantage of that time and make the most of it. You would obviously change foot and do it again.
That seems relaxing too.
It is. It's the right thing you need. Right. And do it several times a day, not just once. Try to make an effort to get up every 40 minutes to 45 minutes from your chair, if you can.
Well, you bring up an interesting point, because it seems like more and more of us, we're going to be working from home. And it's so easy. You start working at the computer and the next thing you know, 3 hours has gone by.
I wonder who we're talking about.
You know, you don't move. Laura. You don't move all day. So even right. These little things, I think, Patty, can make a big difference.
Sure. You are right. And I don't know if you're doing it now, Flora, but it seems like somebody was ratting you out that you tend to be at the computer a little longer.
All day. Yeah. You know, and you get carried away because you're at home and you just don't even realize it. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, I've been working for 12 hours straight and I haven't moved. You don't have that cutoff when you're at the office and you go, 5 o'clock, time to go home. Here it's like, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you're still sitting there. So
you have to
make a conscious effort to get up and move.
And if need be, set the timer on your phone too, so that you give yourself 45 minutes to an hour working and then get up. And the big picture, it's going to benefit you, your clients, your customers, those that are working with you even more so.
So hey, Patty, quickly, one final note. Go ahead, Carrie, you go.
Well, I bet we have the same final note.
I bet we do too.
I just wanted to say, when we just go back to it in terms of people feeling good about working out, and that means feeling good in their mind when they're done, what's that last final push you want to give to folks so that they really understand mentally how beneficial this is? Am I right, Flora? Is that what you were going to say?
What she said. What she said, Patty.
Minds think alike, right?
Scary.
So, you're exactly right, both of you. The exercise component of it, you think exercise, you think movement. But what individuals need to start thinking about more so as we move into the new year are the benefits what exercise can do for you mentally and emotionally, because in the bigger picture, it's helping those individuals around you too. It helps you be a better parent. It helps you be a better spouse. It helps you be a better employee. Knowing that you're feeling good about yourself, you're not, you know, there's so many negative components that are raining down on us on a daily basis. So that exercise brings forth those good vibes, and then they can kind of rain out on other aspects of your life.
What I like to say, you get rid of the yuck and you bring in the yum.
I love it. Yummalicious. I love it.
Thank you so much, Patty. Thank you. This has been great.
Yep.
Thank you. See you later.
So you're welcome. Thanks.
Carrie, I think I have my New Year's resolution now. I want to look like Patty. Man, she had that gun show going on. That girl is ripped. She's toned. She's in shape. But more than anything, I like what she said. She's healthy. She's healthy physically. She's also healthy mentally. Because when this is good, we're in a good mood. We're happy. And we're a lot more pleasant to be around.
Amen to that. I mean, I really think that she hit the nail on the head, and that is, it's not just about getting fit to lose weight. It's not just about eating certain foods to lose weight. It's about what you're doing for your body to help you feel mentally strong. And Lord knows we can all use a lot more mental toughness. So I really appreciate her message today. And you know what? We appreciate you all for tuning in to us, and we hope we find you back here for another podcast.
I'm going for a walk. Bye.
See ya.